10 कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट 42 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ द डिमन पुतना ते तत्र वर्णितं गोपे पुतना गमनादिकम् श्रुत्वा तन्निधनं स्वस्ति शिशोश्चासन् सविस्मिता. ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेशल ऐसे भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ व्रजा हु हैड कम फ्रॉम डिस्टेंट प्लेसेस heard the whole story of how Putana had come and then been killed by Krishna, they were certainly astonished, and they offered their blessings to the child for his wonderful deed of killing Putana. Nanda Maharaj, of course, was very much obliged to Vasudev, who had foreseen the incident and simply thanked him, thinking how wonderful Vasudev was. Text 43. I'll read translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the Kurus, Nanda Maharaj was very liberal and simple. He immediately took his son Krishna on his lap as if Krishna had returned from death, and by formally smelling his son's head, Nanda Maharaj undoubtedly enjoyed transcendental bliss. Purport. Nanda Maharaj could not understand how the inhabitants of his house had allowed Putana to enter the house, nor could he imagine the gravity of the situation. He did not understand that Krishna had wanted to kill Putana, and that his pastimes are performed by Yoga Maya. Nanda Maharaj simply thought that someone had entered his house and created havoc. This was Nanda Maharaj's simplicity. So we are reading from one of the concluding verses from the chapter of the killing of demon Putana. I seek Vaishnava's blessing so that I can speak something. We find that in this particular verses, Putana has been killed, and Nand Maharaj, another elderly man who had gone to Mathura, they have returned. And for Nanda Maharaj, it's a quite very surprising, shocking thing to hear and see about Putana. We find that just few years back, Nanda Maharaj celebrated birth of child Krishna. That was just 2 days back only. Krishna is just, when he was 3 days old, he killed Putana. So just 2 days back, Nanda Maharaj celebrated very magnanimously, opulently, the birth of Krishna, and it was such a sweet environment for all the residents of Braja to participate in Abhishek and such a various, very sweet ceremonies that were performed. And with these sweet thoughts, Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura. And the relation of Nanda Maharaj and Krishna is eternal. And when he saw the child Krishna, he was completely captured by Krishna's beauty, Krishna's various activities. And with these sweet thoughts, he went to the land of Mathura and he met Vasudeva also. Such a sweet thoughts are going in his mind. His son has appeared. Generally, for even any karmi person, anyone in life, suppose he becomes father, he is so excited. Any person for whom he become father, so excited, distributes pedas or barfi and tells his friends very excitedly. What to speak of father? Everyone in the home is excited. Hamare ghar mein ladka hua hai. So much excitement is going on. And the person who has become father is so excited that he is on as if walking few inches away from the land. So happy. And what to speak of someone like Nand Maharaj, who had childless Krishna. Such a supreme personality of Godhead appearing. And he is stilling the heart. And we find that Nand Maharaj got child after many years. So it is all the more sweet. And this child is a center of attraction for all the Brajavasis. All the Brajavasis were appreciating this particular child. The most beautiful, wonderful child is in the house of Nand Maharaj. And then Nand Maharaj went to Mathura. And when he returns back, he is come with a very sweet memory that I will have sweet darshan of my child Krishna. And very surprisingly, he found the scene is different now. He finds that there is a 12-mile long body lying dead on the pasture field around Gokula. Ghastly looking Putna is there. She was a demoness. And she was looking so frightful. Can you imagine such a huge body? Very frightful. And it was so shocking to Nand Maharaj. Because he was coming with a different attitude that Krishna may be playing and I'll be there. And I'll show affection to my child. And rather than that, he's seeing Putna. And his child is there and he's asking. That how he didn't know how it happened. And here it is mentioned that Nand Maharaj was quite simple at heart. Very simple person at heart. And in this particular pastime, we saw that Putna got such a choices blessings of Krishna, although she came to kill Krishna. We find that in just previous verse, Putna's body was fragrant, like Aguru, another fragrant fragrance was coming out from her body when they were Brajavasis were burning the body of Putna. So nice fragrance was coming all around. And she was not some person from heavenly planets. She was a Rakshasi. And in spite of that, her body was so fragrant. What was the reason? Reason was that she came in touch with Krishna and Krishna gave her blessings. And such a nice blessing Putna got. Generally, suppose a person want to die, so he want to think that, I should die in the land of Braja. Putna attained it. She left her body in Braja. People may think that when I die, devotees should be around me. Putna, all the Brajavasis around her, because to cut 12-mile long body, so many people are required. And at so many places they had their final rites of Purutna. So firstly she passed away in Vrindavan. Supreme Personality of Godhead was just on her body. And all the Brajavasis are doing final rites. So such a big blessings Putna achieved just because she received the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyone who comes in touch with Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is actually supremely blessed. And here we find that Putna, we find that she has been blessed and she came as a murderer and then she has become part of Brajavasis only after death. She has given a post to be a nurse and she came in the group of Yashoda Mai only, serving Krishna, baby Gopal. So that is the wonderful mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We find that in this particular pastime, Nand Maharaj, simplicity has been described. That how they were so simple in heart, they accepted whatever actually Krishna told them. Very simple at heart. When someone becomes a devotee, he becomes less duplicitous as he progresses on spiritual life. He gets purified and is very transparent person, very simple at heart. And Brajvasis are devotees of Krishna. So since they were devotees of Krishna, their hearts are pure. And due to that reason, they are very simple at heart. We find that in Vedic hymns, Krishna is glorified in various ways, in his opulence, in his Shakti, how powerful he is. But for Brajvasis, they consider Krishna as their own baby only. And they try to serve Krishna in that way because their love is so intense. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the example is given that, say, a diamond is there or a jewel is there in a cup of ghee. And if ghee is melted, then you can see the diamond. But if when the ghee is thick, we can't see the diamond. So similarly, the love is not very strong. It's in diluted way. Then we have to see Krishna opulence. But when somebody is pure devotee, his love is so intense. So he doesn't see Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He just sees Krishna as his affectionate person. And they want to serve Krishna in the similar way. For example, say mother is there and mother's child is acting in the drama or say in some competition or drama on the stage. And on the stage we find that sometimes children play different role. They play a role, some elderly person with mustache. A 5-year-old boy will come with a mustache and does some delivery, or some small girl will come in Navari Sari and may enact something on the stage. But the audience knows that they are children only. They are not a grown-up people. And for mother and father, it is all the more that my daughter or son are child only. What they can act like this? And especially the performance is over, and the daughter or son says, "Mummy, bhook lagi, I am hungry." Immediately mother is anxious to feed the child. So although they may act in a very, say, a way where they may look a big personality, but in mother's heart, they look as a child only. They are child only. Similarly, for Brajvasis, especially Yashoda and Nanda, Krishna is just like that. He is just like a child only. And for other people from the demigods or yogis and other personality who try to worship Krishna's various aspects, they may say, "Krishna, oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a great personality." But for Brajvasis, he is one of the child in Vrindavan, and they've got affection and they want to pour their affection on this particular child as Krishna. From Krishna's side also, his acts are in yoga maya, that is in internal energy. It is not in external energy. Like whatever activities are conducted over here, they are actually in external energy. But whatever activity Krishna does is in internal energy. And it is very pleasing to the heart of all the devotees. Putna came to kill Krishna. She was a khechari. She would fly and she would come to certain place and she would kill babies. So she came to Vrindavan. Generally, we find that in scriptures, demons attack brahmanas because brahmanas are, they eat pure food, and you find that their bodies are also soft. So generally, you find that in various pastimes, many demons attack brahmanas and want to kill brahmanas because their bodies are soft. And we find that newly born babies, our bodies are so soft, so tender. We find just if somebody has seen a 2-3 days old child, it is so soft body is there. They are generally covered, wrapped in a cloth. And very tender, soft bodies, very tiny hands and legs are there. Most of the time they are sleeping. And their bodies are so tender. Generally people like to eat in this material world just for their tongue, tender flesh. And Putna, she was one of them. And she wanted to have, she was eating tender fleshes of babies. And such a horrible personality as Putna, Krishna gave the position as mother. Such a wonderful act of compassion, completely freeing Putna from cycle of birth and death and giving a eternal position in the land of Vrindavan as mother and Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally reciprocating in the motherly affection, in the parental affection with Putna. So that is the act of compassion of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He likes to exhibit his mercy. He likes to see that everyone returns back to Godhead. He likes to see that his devotees have been glorified also. On the, say, topic of poison, Putna came on applying poison on the body, on the breast, with the intention to kill Krishna. And very strong poison was applied on the body. And anyone who had had this poison would have definitely been killed. But for Krishna, what can happen? Nothing can happen to Krishna. He is unlimitedly powerful. Just few days back, we had celebration of Shivratri, Mahashivratri, and we find that Babulnath Tekriwala ki jai all the time been chanted. He is a Param Vaishnava. Mahadev is a very Param Vaishnava. It's a very, very glorious devotee of Krishna. And one of the activities of Lord Shiva, he has been glorified, is that one of the name of Shiva is Nilkanth. We find in this pastime that when Manthan was going on, demigods and asuras were expecting soon the nectar will come out. But rather than nectar coming out, a very, very powerful poison was coming on. It appeared that it will destroy everything. And whenever they had a problem, we find that in this whole pastime, Manthan Leela, Krishna appeared in so many incarnations. Actually, he was performing in all the ways, and it appeared that demigods and asuras are doing Manthan. But actually, Krishna was appearing in all the ways. He appeared as Kurma Avatar to support the mountain. He sat in the top of the mountain as Ajita and supporting the mountain. He was a chief demigod. He was churning also, the first person who was churning. He came as Mohini Murti. So many ways they had a problem, and they would turn to Vishnu that please give a solution. So when poison was coming out, so they turned to Vishnu that we all will die if this poison is not been taken care of. Then Vishnu told them that you approach Lord Shiva and ask him some solution. Then this personalities went to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva came, and Lord Shiva drank the whole poison, and he stored the poison in the neck, that's why it's called as Nilkanth. But Vishnu could have had himself solution. He could have just easily drank the poison and he could have been glorified as Nilkanth rather than passing to Lord Shiva. Then why he did so? He wanted to glorify Lord Shiva's compassion, act of compassion. So I find that Lord relishes if devotees have been very glorified. What to speak of remaining Nilkanth? Actually, Vishnu could have touched that poison, it would become nectar. He could have changed the poison into nectar. One of the pastimes we hear in Indian history is that a saint named Mirabai was there and she was supplied a poison. And she was a devotee and the poison turned out to nectar and she drank it. So, in Ramanuja pastime also, Charanamrita poison was added and didn't affected him. So when Vishnu could have himself made poison into nectar, or he could have become himself Nilkanth and been glorified. But rather than that, one of the very deep quality of Krishna is that he likes to glorify his devotee. Suppose if he can do something very easily, then we will do it and take the glory, take the credit. But Krishna likes to give credit to his devotees. May his devotee be glorified. So that was on the topic of poison. Here we find that Putna being killed. And here, in this particular, say, purport, simplicity of Nanda Maharaj has been glorified. That very simple heart. As I mentioned, that they considered this child as baby only. And they showed their affection on this particular child, on this personality, is baby only. Like father showers, he kisses the child, he smells the head of the child and deals with the child as if the child. Similarly, Nand Maharaj would act. Yashoda Mai would act. Although we find that Krishna performed many, many pastimes which are superhuman. Actually, all his pastimes are superhuman. Janma Karma Chame Divyam. That is, even if he eats butter, it's superhuman. Or even if he walks, it's superhuman because he's Supreme Lord. So all his pastimes are actually heroistic. What pastime he may do in 1 second, we can't even understand that. Even whole Bhagavatam can be written on just his 1 second of pastimes. He's unlimited. His pastimes are unlimited. And you can imagine such a powerful personality. Supreme personality of God. Most powerful personality. He's crawling in the courtyard of Nand Maharaj as baby. And Nand Maharaj is just affectionately showing affection to the child. And in many pastimes, Krishna, externally also, he's shown his potency as Supreme Lord or very, very powerful person. In Krishna book we read, there is one chapter as Wonderful Krishna. So, in this particular chapter, how Brajavasis are assembling and glorifying Krishna. In Vrindavan there is a place as Nand Baithak. And Nand Baithak, all the elderly men will sit. And what is their activities? To speak about Krishna. Krishna did this, Krishna did that. Bhagera. Like we find in village, there is some place in the evening hours or some spare time, people just assemble and just talk about village talks. But here nobody was interested in village talk. Everyone is interested in what Krishna did. And they are speaking about that only. That is the difference. So although their talk may look like a village talk, but in their talks, with great love, they were talking about Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Raghunath Das Goswami, he mentions that rather than hearing the Vedic hymns which glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I would like to hear the gossip of Brajavasis. Because with such affectionately, they try to speak about Krishna. So in Nand Baithak, all the Brajvasis would be sitting and they would be directly or indirectly, the topic of center is Krishna. And everyone is interested and everyone is happy to discuss about the topic. So one time, in this chapter it has been described how wonderful Krishna is that all Brajvasis were describing various pastimes of Krishna which were externally very heroic and telling Nand Baba that actually Nand Maharaj, you are thinking Krishna is a child but we don't believe it. He has to be either Supreme Personality of Godhead or he has to be a very powerful sage or he has to be some demigod, a very powerful personality. So Nand Maharaj was patiently hearing what these elderly people are speaking today. And then they were narrating various pastimes of Krishna, which he did. They are mentioning, you know, your son, he lifted Govardhan Hill 7 days, 7 nights. Who can do it? Nobody can do it. Such a huge hill. They described about Putna being killed, a demon, 12-mile long body, been killed by just a newly born child. Newly born child. And you find that the Vatsalya is most intense when the child is very small. Because when the child is small, the child is more dependent on parents. As the child grows, the child is less dependent because he is growing. But when he is just 2-3 day old child, he just depends on mother only, father only. That's all. Nothing else is there. So Vatsalya is very strong in the small child. That's why the milk from the body of women comes out just to as a act of Vatsalya. So Brajvasis were discussing various pastimes of Krishna, how he is heroic, how he lifted Govardhan Hill, how he killed Putna, how he killed various asuras as Trinavarta and other asuras, Dhenukasur and so many asuras they mentioned. He subdued Kaliya, he was a powerful serpent. And then they were mentioning that, dear Nand Maharaj, we think that you are considering your child as child, but in your opinion, he is not the one. Don't treat him just like a child. He is a very, very powerful personality. You can consider him very powerful personality. He is not an ordinary person. And to a certain degree, Nand Maharaj also appreciated. He also agreed that what you are saying is correct. He appears to be a very superhuman person. He is not an ordinary person. Then he recollected Garga Muni's foretold. And he told that, yeah, what you are saying is correct. When Garga Muni came for naming Sarani of the child. So he said that this child is actually Supreme Lord. And he appears in all the yugas in various colors. And now he has appeared in your home. And in previous yugas, he establishes religion. Each yuga he comes and establishes religion and kills the demoniac people. And all Brajvasis, all elderly men were appreciating. Yeah, this is correct. He is a very, very great supreme person. But the in land of Braja, what happens is that even if they realize from the core of their heart, he is actually Supreme Lord. And just soon after, they are covered by Yogmaya. And they treat Krishna as child only. Then they start to think, no, how Krishna can be Supreme Lord? One time Nand Maharaj was saying to other elderly men that Krishna cannot be Supreme Lord. Because one of the quality of great person is that he doesn't tell lies. And my child, he eats butter. Butter is there on the lips. It is there on the hands. And he's saying, I have not had butter. How is it possible that he is a great personality or Supreme Lord? One of the quality of great personality is that they don't steal. And I receive so many complaints about my child Krishna. All the people are complaining about my child Krishna that he is stealing all the time. How can he be God? He cannot be God. And then Nanda Maharaj started to contemplate that no, he cannot be God. Because whenever some fearful situation is there, he comes in my lap for shelter, or he goes to Yashoda Mai's lap for shelter. For example, some, say, animal may have roared in the forest, or some monkey may be chasing Gopal, and Gopal will just immediately come in the embrace of Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda will just protect the child Gopal. And Nanda Maharaj says, how he can be God? He cannot be God. Definitely he cannot be God. He is just a small child, a small baby. So Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda Mai, although sometimes we find that they are accepting Krishna, they are realizing he is God. But then soon the Krishna doesn't like it. He just immediately gives curtain and he appears as baby, and they just take as baby. They forget everything else. Because Krishna likes to reciprocate with them in that particular relationships. To Supreme Lord, different people approach Supreme Lord in different aspect. Like suppose, for example, somebody is a very rich person. And we find that people like very rich person, everyone likes to establish relationship with such rich people. Suppose a very rich person, a very prominent, opulent person is there. He is in some parties or in public place. Everyone wants to come and shake hand with them. And for us, it may be an exciting thing. Oh, I met this person. But for him, it's a boring thing. What is this all the time? I just go out and they are giving. They know, he knows that these people are giving me respect because I have got power, or I have got fame, or I have got wealth. That's why these people are respecting me. If I don't have, they will not respect me. So although he may reciprocate with these people, but in his heart he knows that actually they are coming with a selfish motive. They know that I am a powerful person. That's why they are coming near me. Suppose if I am not powerful, I am one of the ordinary person in Mumbai, who would come to me? Nobody will come to me. So although he may reciprocate with the people who may come with handshake and all, he likes to be with the people who just loves him. His family members or some friends, which is their friends before he was famous, some old friends, he likes to be with them because he knows that they love me in whatever way I am. So similarly it is with Krishna. Many people approach Krishna realizing their self-interest. Many people approach Krishna because they understand that the material world is miserable. Birth, death, old age, disease, so much misery is there. Let me get rid. What is the solution? Then they find Krishna is a solution. So most of the time we do bhakti is for this reason, that we can be freed from the anxiety of the material world if we take shelter. Many people want eternal happy life, and they try to do research, try to find out various ways where is eternal happy life available. Then they find it's available if we worship Krishna. Some yogis, they want to approach Krishna. Some jnanis, they want to approach Krishna. So they have got some selfish desire in their heart. They don't love Krishna just because he is Krishna. So Krishna is not very, very, very happy with such people. He appreciates, okay, he has at least come to me. So since he is a magnanimous person, he appreciates, okay, he has come to me and he helps and reciprocates also. But if someone comes as just to love Krishna, he is so happy. He reciprocates 100%. Because we also would like to be, like many times, some rich person wants to be there. He gets so fed up with all such superficial people. So he want to be some people with a simple, so he goes to some village or live a simple life, or disguise himself and go into public and live, want to live a simple life. So similarly, Krishna also likes to live a simple life in connection with his devotees. So all these people, they come with a self-interest towards the Lord. And Krishna reciprocates, okay, since you are coming, I'll reciprocate. But when somebody just loves, Krishna is happy. He completely, wholeheartedly, sent person gives himself to the devotee. Okay, I am yours. But if someone, like most of us, we come with that desire only, that we are free from, say, pains of this material energy, we take shelter of the spiritual energy. So we have got a lot of selfish interest when we even perform devotional service. It's not that we are out of affection. We are loving Krishna, at least, not in my case, at least. So when we serve Krishna, we have got a lot of selfish motive. But the process of bhakti is such powerful that even if, say, somebody turns to Krishna with complete selfish motive, ultimately he will turn into a pure devotee, and his reciprocation with the Lord will be completely on the level of the love. Even say, what to speak of somebody chanting Hare Krishna for be relieved from cycle of birth and death. Even say somebody comes for material benefits to Krishna. Give me this, give me that, give me, I need that, and he comes to Krishna with complete material desire. No impetus for spirituality is there. It's not that we want to have treasure of the spiritual world. Just we are in this material world. We got this many problems, and my dear Lord, please solve our problems. Even if somebody repeatedly comes to Krishna with this attitude, if he is consistent, Krishna will purify that person. And ultimately in his life, a pure love will develop. We can see in the case of Putna. Putna was there. She came with such a ghastly, selfish motive. Just to kill a child and eat a child. And Krishna completely purified Putna. And he gave a position to Putna where he can always reciprocate in motherly love. Putna became nurse in the spiritual world. So Krishna, eternally he is ready to appreciate or say reciprocate with Putna as a way as he reciprocates with mother, although she came in the with a complete selfish motive to kill child Krishna. So that is the power of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In any way, somebody tries to approach Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's benefited, completely benefited. So that's why we should give our heart wholeheartedly. Completely wholeheartedly we should give our heart to Guru and Krishna and render into devotional service. And at that time, our hearts can be simple, not crooked. We find that great personality's heart so simple. Very simple heart. We find that Prabhupada's life, so simple heart. Although he was Acharya, his heart was completely very simple. In some pastimes, Prabhupada, one of the pastimes mentioned in Lilamrit, that Prabhupada was in one of the western world and there was a snowfall, and Prabhupada was surprised. How they can do whitewash to the whole city? Then he came to know, oh, it's snow is falling, so okay. Very simple heart. One time Prabhupada was in London. So, and at that time, ISKCON has developed a lot, and it was a lot of opulence. They had Bhaktivedanta Manor, and it is a very opulent building in London. And such opulent environment. And one time devotees were in the garden and Prabhupada was taking prasad in Bhaktivedanta Manor near the window. And his dhoti was completely lifted till his thighs. And he was very casually was eating food. Generally, like suppose somebody is big person, is very particular in dressing and all. Very pakka, meticulous. You will always see that I am up to date. Prabhupada was least bothered. He just, his dhoti was up to the thigh. very nicely was eating the same style food with his hands and eating. Simplicity of an acharya. Prabhupada was shown the bathroom, the bathtub was there. Generally people in such a tub, they sleep and pour water and then in the water. So Prabhupada just sat in the bathtub and asked for a bucket. So he put the bucket, he sat inside and just started. So there's a simplicity of an acharya. And actually in Vrindavan, life is simple. Very simple. Gopis they take cow dung and put in the basket. Very simple. Although they are the topmost personality conceived of. Where they sit for food. Suppose cowherd boys goes and where they sit for food. No mats are there. They don't carry a mat from house. Put a mat first, then chant Mahaprasada period. Just sit. And it's a forest. So mud is there, grass is there, on there they sit and they're happy with Krishna. Simplicity. So you find that when somebody becomes devotee, his heart becomes simple. And simple doesn't make that sometimes in this world, simple means if he can be fooled in any way, he's a simple man. We say that he's a very simple man. I mean, easily can be cheated. You find in Prabhupada's life, very shrewd in his dealings also. We don't find that Prabhupada being cheated. He was very pakka in not being cheated. So although devotees are simple in heart, but they are intelligent also. Six Goswamis, they are simple in heart. But they are very intelligent also. We find that many of the Goswamis or many of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates were coming from very diplomatic scenario. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, Roop Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Ramanand Rai was there. So they came in a very diplomatic background. And how they can be very simple? So they are simple in their dealings. But when it comes to, say, material things, they are very expert also in that way. So when somebody worships Krishna, automatically he has simplicity of heart in Navadvip. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. His one of the chief devotees was Sridhar Kolvecha. And you can imagine simplicity of the devotee Sridhar Kolvecha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with him that every day 2 hours he would go and they would argue on banana leaf prices. You'll be fed up. If somebody comes to some shop and even if he argues for 2 minutes for something like banana leaf, the shopkeeper is like, "Jao, I don't want to deal with you, just get lost." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be every day without fail, 2 hours he'll spend with Sridhar. What is the topic of discussion? Just banana leaf. How you are charging more? And Sridhar says, "No, I'm not charging more. It's reasonable price." Simplicity, and Mahaprabhu is attracted by that. Sridhar's heart was simple. He will bring bhopla and give a gift to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who would give gift as bhopla in this world today? Suppose the student goes in the classroom and tells teacher, "I have brought one gift for you." And he gives bhopla. You can conceive what can be the reaction of the teacher. So simplicity of the heart. And you find that Mahaprabhu, before taking sannyas, the last dish he took was bhopla. He took bhopla kheer because he was attracted by the simplicity of Sridhar. So that is the simplicity of devotees. Yashoda Mai, where here Nanda and Yashoda, their child, baby child is Krishna. And same Yashoda Mai is there. She is Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata is so simple at heart. And she saw Nimai as child only, not as supreme personality of Godhead. Just a child only. One time at Chandrasekhar Bhavan, they were performing drama, and Nimai acted as Lakshmi Devi. Supreme Lord acted as a female. And he acted so nicely that nobody could make out who he is. And Sachi Mata was asking somebody in the next, who is this person who acted as Nimai? And that person said, he is your son only, Nimai. And she's so shocked, she just fainted. So much affection for the child. Simplicity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And Sachi Mata, old lady, whose whole life was his son Nimai only, and Nimai left. And since, as I mentioned, that even Supreme Lord liked to be with the people who gave themselves wholeheartedly to the Supreme Lord. So how can Nimai can leave Sachi Mata? He could not leave her. So naturally, he would always appear in front of Sachi Mata. Whenever she would cook, Nimai would physically appear in front of Sachi Mata. And whatever Sachi Mata has cooked, Nimai would eat it, because he could not not eat it, because he loved his devotees. And after Nimai had food, vessels are empty, plates are empty, and Nimai disappears because he was living in Jagannath Puri. And Sachi Mata starts to think, have I cooked today? How can Nimai can come from Jagannath Puri and eat this? I don't think I have cooked. So she cooks again. That I have missed cooking. Somehow I am so crazy about thinking about my child. I could not cook today and I could not offer to our deity. And she would cook again. Simplicity of Sachi Mata. So you find that devotees are simple in heart. And the same Navadvip, the place where all these pastimes are conducted of Nimai, we find what this place were been discovered by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He actually was shown this place by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yogpit, a very, very important, most important place we can say, is Yogpit, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many pastimes are eternally going on. So many pastimes, manifested pastime, and so many unmanifested pastime eternally going on. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur took Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at that particular place, whether to proof. And he was a very old person. He lived a very long life, 146 years, if I'm wrong. Correct? 146 years he lived. He was very old, body getting old. I read in somewhere that eyelid, he has to open sometimes, eyelid like this. So, very old body. And body was bent, and he was taken by his servant Bihari in the basket to this particular place. But he has got lot of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. And as soon as he was taken by Bhakti Vinod Thakur at this particular place, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was in the basket, old body. He jumped from the basket and came down. So much excitement was there. And he was saying, this is the place. This is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagannath Babaji Maharaj was one who was the one founded Yogpit place, and there are many, many pastimes about him. So we'd like to end here. It's time up. Thank you very much. Grateful to all of you. Allowed me to speak something. Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrind ki. Jai.